You're listening to an extra shot episode on the Project Zion podcast, a shorter episode that lets you get your Project Zion fix in between our full-length episodes. It might be shorter time-wise, but hopefully not in content. So regardless of the temperature at which you prefer your caffeine, sit back and enjoy this extra shot.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Project Zion podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Mangelson, and today we have on Robin Linkhart, and we are going to talk about a new online ministry for Latter-day Seekers. It's going to be called Forward With Community. And so we are just going to give a brief overview of what it is, who it's for, the purpose of online ministry, etc. So thank you, Robin, for joining us today.
It's great to be with you tonight, Brittany, and I'm excited to talk about this. It's one of my favorite topics the last few years.
I'm really, really excited about this. So let's just dive right in. What is online ministry?
So I think it's really important to kind of take a little walk into the past and understand how church life began to connect with the digital age, and specifically with the advent of the internet and the capacity to connect with the internet in regards to gathering ministries of any church. Early on, that largely was a live webcast that could possibly stream to congregants who could connect in. In a lot of cases, it was recording worship services and then archiving them online so people could watch them at any time. That morphed into lots of different things that could connect with webcast or archiving. For example, at World Conference, we have several evening worships that are webcast all over the globe, and lots of churches take advantage of that opportunity to share using the internet. Another way that religious organizations use the internet is what I call the self-serve format. So the archived worship services and sermons is part of that. But there are also things where you can go in and click through different pages and paths that are set up for someone to come and visit your site. Maybe it's a devotion, a study, maybe meditations, pieces of worships. It can be all kinds of different things. It can be resource and document form, or it can be audiovisual media that people can download. There's no interaction with another person. It's a self-serve thing. And they also have out there something that I think is really unusual and cutting edge, is an avatar experience where you can visit a site. You can pick an avatar, and they even have an avatar church experience that you can participate in anonymously. There are lots of different choices of different categories, but church is one of those, which I think that sounds really interesting. The third kind of ministry opportunity is the one that we want to focus on, and that is a lifetime interaction where you use internet and programs to be able to connect lifetime, gathering lots of people on at the same time, and provide something, some type of interaction, whether it's worship, study, exchange of ideas, conversation. That kind of interface is what we are exploring for Forward With Community. We also hope to have other opportunities to connect built in to the experience. So we'll gather once a month, but we also want to offer opportunities in Facebook groups to maybe a book of the month kind of approach, or hot topics that we want to talk about, groups that are based on affinity, things that people are interested in. So it's not that everybody does everything, but you kind of self-select what kind of things you would like to do to connect with each other in between our online gatherings. The other thing that I think is really important is we hope to plan a variety of events across the USA over time. I'm not sure how often in a year these would be offered, to have face-to-face opportunity to meet each other. In some ways, I think our campgrounds could offer space for us to hold gatherings that could be located in a variety of different places in the U.S. It's been really exciting to me when I meet people online and then I'm at a gathering like World Conference or a Mission Center conference, and I get the chance to meet people that I know online but have never met face-to-face, and there's a certain kind of energy that explodes when we see each other and we connect in a new way. So I think it will be important to offer those opportunities. And again, that's not a requirement, but I think it's something that we can do as a church and offer folks as it works out for them, depending on where they live.
So Robin, what got of Latter-day Seeker ministry to the place of wanting to start this ministry?
So that's a great question, Brittany. I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, as we were beginning to really engage at a grassroots level in response to Latter-day Seekers, we recognized that we had seekers sprinkled across the U.S. and outside the U.S., all over the world, that are not geographically located where they are near a Community of Christ congregation. And in fact, you know, even in Utah, we have people that drive an hour, 2 hours, even 3 hours one way to attend. And that is definitely the case in pockets all across the states. So we were aware that there was a need for that. In the early days, and still now, we make significant attempts to put together what we call rapid response teams, where we have a couple ministers who will travel a distance to meet with someone that's interested and wants to learn about Community of Christ, and then put together some type of personal support for them. But people continue to emerge that are very interested and just aren't close enough realistically to participate in the life of the church. And we strongly feel that providing internet ministry for folks is an easy way to connect with folks in a way that would be meaningful and relevant to them. The other thing is, people are not only isolated by geography, but there are Latter-day Seekers who are isolated socially, which means they are investigating Community of Christ, but they are not ready to come out about that. They're trying to navigate social relationships, family relationships. They may not be sure exactly what their future holds, but they want to connect. And so this is a way for them to fit an experience of Community of Christ into their lives in a way that helps them maintain relationships that they want to keep intact before they make any big steps. So this is going to be our first experiment, so to speak. And that does not mean that we haven't done lots of research, because we have. But we understand, even though we're modeling after some other ministries, Community of Christ online ministries, this is pioneering in a new way. And we fully understand that we're going to continue to learn and grow from our efforts as they unfold, and it will inform us as we go forward. We're also setting it up in a way that it can expand and become multiple new expressions of online ministries, which may or may not be loosely connected to geographic locations. We're targeting at a specific group, I think, the opportunity for online ministries to connect with people in meaningful ways is vast. There are lots of different reasons why people would want to gather together online, and we anticipate that this ministry will actually be an opportunity to help other people start ministries as well. And the internet is just massive, so there's really no reason to worry that there'll be too many things offered. There's so many people out there that want to connect. I think it's just a wide open opportunity for lots of folks. And I think too that as people network online and explore Community of Christ, invite their friends to explore with them, we fully anticipate in time we'll be planting emerging groups in geographic areas where people meet face to face to live out their faith together. That doesn't mean online dies. I think it will just continue to offer a supplement to people's faith journeys.
So one thing that I'm excited for about this, I've participated with Community Space and Community Place out of Toronto. So Community Space is out of Oklahoma, Community Place is out of Canada, and then there's also Community Plus that's out of Australia, which I have not participated with. But one of the things that I love about it is that if you aren't able to get to a congregation, or even if you are able to get to a congregation, but say maybe you're in a mixed faith marriage, so your spouse doesn't necessarily want to walk into the church doors with you, but is interested to hear about Communion of Christ belief and message, that it's you're able to do it from your own home in your pajamas, safe. It's very passive. And I guess with Zoom, and we might talk about this a little bit more in depth, but you can call in, so you're just audio only on your telephone. You can have your webcam turned on or off. You can make up a fake name. You don't have to put a name. It can just, your name can be a number. So you can really remain as anonymous or be as face-to-face as you would like over, you know, thousands of miles, which I think is really amazing. And I know that in the Oklahoma Mission Center, it's really connected congregations to each other mm-hmm. that are spread out. And so I like the idea of seekers being able to connect with each other, to be able to talk about the different issues that are very unique to people that come out of the LDS tradition, that if they walk in to an average Community of Christ congregation, they very well could be the only person coming out of that faith tradition. And while congregations might be prepared, et cetera, there's something about connecting with someone who has gone through a very, very similar experience to just be that support. And so I've been rooting for this ministry to get going for a while now, and I'm very excited that it's happening.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brittany. I think it meets people's needs in lots of different ways, not just connecting isolated people with others. But your level of engagement and how transparent you are can be at an individual's comfort level. And I think that can be really helpful, especially when you're exploring something that is familiar in a lot of ways, but very, very different in a lot of ways too.
Exactly. So let's talk about who Forward with Community is for.
So like I said, our target group is a group of folks that we see as needing, wanting, asking for a way to connect. And those are Latter-day Seekers who are isolated geographically or socially, like I said. It's also for a Community of Christ folks and current seekers who are connected with congregations or who are members now, who want to sign up to help on a rotating basis or offer guest ministry. We will be assisting with people self-selecting for our gathering, and so that the target group are the people that have a safe space to be. But we will be letting Community of Christ members and seekers and new members know that there's a way for them to be involved as well. And so you can sign, when you sign in, you can click on what you would be interested in doing, and then we will contact people and have them participate, maybe doing a reading or a prayer or a talk. There are lots of ways that people can contribute week to week. That would be a rotating basis. We also have guest ministry spots. It's also a great way to let people who are interested in perhaps being involved in this type of ministry with a different focus, a different target group, to kind of try their wings and see how it feels. So there will be limited opportunities for Community of Christ folks, but lots of different ways that they can plug in.
Okay, so let's talk about the team, the Forward with Community team. Who are the people behind it?
So our project manager is Becca Loving, and she works with the communications team at international headquarters, and she's also assigned to the Latter-day Seeker Ministry support. And she has been a wonderful, wonderful advocate and a very skilled project manager. Myself, I serve on the Council of 12, and part of my assignment is Heritage Seeker Ministries. And so I am riding along with Becca, and we anticipate we will be expanding the team over time, and we most likely at some point down the road will step back and go to assist a different online ministry team, help another one get started. And then we have yourself, Brittany, so why don't you take it away and talk about you and our other two.
Well, I think the podcasters know enough about me at this point in Project Zion's existence. But I'm excited to be involved with this. Like I said, I think it was the very first seminary focus session that I went to a little over a year ago, or whenever it was, that I talked to you, Robin, about this idea. Not that it was my idea, because it was already in the making, on the radar. But that was kind of when I joined in on the idea. And I am just excited. I have people contact me often, people from Kentucky or Georgia and all over the place that have just kind of seen my name floating around, or people recognize me from the podcast, which can be a little bit weird feeling sometimes, because I still feel very, very new to this. But it's exciting to kind of be on the other side of this and to be the one that's being invitational, because I really love Community of Christ, and I feel very grateful that I had and I have what I have in Utah, and that I am in a congregation with mostly Latter-day Seekers, post-Latter-day Seekers, and that support has been invaluable to me. And so to be able to create something online to help Seekers kind of get the support that I feel like I had is something that I'm very interested in. So I'm helping with Nancy Ross. And if you know Mormon feminism at all, you probably know Nancy's name. Plus, we've had her on the podcast a couple of times, and we'll have her again in the near future. But she and I have been working a little bit on marketing, trying to figure out where to share about Forward with Community. She's done a lot of research on Mormon feminism and online communities in general. And so she's been helping just get the word out. And we have an Instagram account that we're going to get started, and a Twitter. So you can follow us on all the social medias. We'll have all those linked in the show notes. And then Jason Eyre, he is a seeker who used to live about 3 hours south of me, and now he lives about a mile south of me, which is really exciting. And he is working with Becca on the technical side of this. And he is excited about Community of Christ in the same vein that Nancy and I have been. And he's also been involved with John Hamer's, oh shoot, what's John Hamer's online thing?
Beyond the Walls, I think.
Yeah, Beyond the Wall. Okay, yeah. So he's participated in that a lot. He's a big John Hamer fan and is really excited about Community of Christ and has such a missionary go-get-em heart. And this podcast was actually his idea to get the word out a little bit more. So that's the team, and we're really super enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, I want to mention also that Nancy Ross is a member of Community of Christ in St. George, Utah, and that's exciting. She's a fairly new member, but she's been doing great work down in St. George and really networking and supporting a lot of marginalized folks in the St. George community and beyond. And like I said, we anticipate expanding the team as needed. I think we're going to need more people as we continue to grow and find ways that we can connect. And also, this ministry will be a great place to vet and train and mentor people who will lead new expressions of Forward with Community as we grow and the needs become apparent. So like you said, Brittany, I think this is really exciting. It's full of missional potential. I think online ministry is something that Community of Christ has just begun to scratch the surface of. We've done a great job. We have a YouTube channel. We have lots of things going on online, and the communications team is constantly exploring new ways to use the internet, but there is so much available that it's almost mind-blowing to understand the potential that's resident in the internet and social media. I do want to let people know that just recently, the communications team at headquarters released a new toolkit that's specifically to assist congregations in how to use the internet, from your Facebook page to your web page. There's a toolkit, the basics of Facebook, etc. Okay, so this toolkit has a whole section on adding your congregation to Google to make sure that all your info on Google is correct and people that are searching for you will be able to find you easily. There's a Facebook 101 resource that explains how to set up a Facebook page, which is different from a Facebook group, but you want to have both of them, and and you want to know how to use those in a maximal way. There's a social media guidelines to help guide not only how to use social media, but what the best practices are, things you need to be sensitive to, considerations that sometimes we don't think about, like copyrights and how to conduct ourselves in conversation. There's also a website toolkit for congregations that want to have a website but may not know how to go about it. And there's also a website toolkit sample congregation website, so you can look at one that's done well and see the things that are important to have. I think these are great tools, and it helps congregations understand some pretty easy things to do that they can integrate into their life as a community in their local area, but also have a global presence. The truth is, Brittany, as you know, that when people want to find something out, and that includes investigating or exploring a church, they go to the internet and they do a search. And if we haven't done our part, they're going to have a hard time finding us. So I think that's other very helpful information that congregations can plug into very easily.
For sure. And I know because Latter-day Seeker ministry can be very sensitive. When we first made contact with Community of Christ, my husband connected with John Hamer, and this was months before he ever stepped into the congregation building. So having updated resources and a person managing those on a congregational level, I think is really important and something that might get overlooked in Seeker ministry. But I would say it's one of the most important components of it.
So we're going to post a link to Community of Christ website where all those online ministry toolkits are resident. So if you're interested in that for your congregation, you'll be able to connect with that very easily. I also want to lift up Welcoming Community Network, which is in the USA, is a very important way to get the word out that we are welcoming and inclusive. And Brittany, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we actually have been trying to coordinate a full podcast on WCN. The president of WCN is in my congregation, Royce Schmidt, and he's got a whole committee. We're trying to get on several of the members, but I know that there's an application process. They want to be very intentional about the congregations that join, because they don't want to have a congregation say, oh yes, we're welcoming, and then actually in reality they're not, or they haven't had a broad scope of education of what it actually means to be welcoming. And when you say you're welcoming, you are opening the door to people that you might not expect at church. You're really opening the door to a wide variety of people that might not look like what your congregation has traditionally looked like. And so, like I said, we want to have a full podcast episode focusing on WCN and what that process looks like. But we can also put a link in the show notes to their website and the contact information. You can find the contact information there of how to get your congregation involved in that. So, yeah, I guess we haven't talked about when our first brouhaha with Forward with Community is. So yeah. What's the launch date, Robin?
It's exciting. It's right around the corner. So mark your calendars for the third Monday of every month. We're launching this coming Monday, October 16th. and we start at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 8:30 p.m. Central. That makes it 9:30 Eastern and 6:30 Pacific. And wherever else you are in the world, you'll just have to figure out the time difference on that. We will have a 1 hour gathering time. Our guests for this coming Monday are Andrew Bolton, who recently retired from the Council of 12. And anyone that knows Andrew knows that he is a minister for life and fully engaged. And the other guest is Emily Penrose McLaughlin, who heads up our World Service Corps for Community of Christ. Emily is a young adult, and she is very, very excited about the topic. So we are going to be focused on the enduring principle, worth of all persons, and both Andrew and Emily will share around that theme. So you don't want to miss this launch, the first one ever.
I'm really excited about it. And we have a Facebook page to log on to Zoom, which is the software that we'll be using. We'll have the link on our Facebook page, and it's already there. It's an event that you can go RSVP to if you want, and then you'll get a reminder about it. Or you can just copy that link and remember it in your brain if you want to stay a little quieter about it, maybe on social media. And you just log in through that account. And like I said earlier, you can have your face showing, have a webcam. It's kind of like Hollywood Squares or Brady Bunch, where you just have a bunch of little squares on your computer attached, you know, via your webcam. It's really fun. A community space does it that way. And one thing I'll mention, though, is that we do mute everyone except for the moderators and the people that are supposed to be talking. So it's not super chaotic as we're going along. But it should be really good. I am really, really looking forward to it. And there will be components of the meeting that will look more like a traditional Community of Christ service. We're going to be doing the prayer for peace, things like that. But then we're also going to, as we get going, we're going to break out into maybe discussion groups and just have different creative elements. Zoom is a pretty amazing software. So there's a lot of potential and I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think one of the really neat things right now is you can go to our website and you can actually click through the introductions and what it will look like when you first go to join the meeting on Monday night. And so for those of you that want to know, you know, if you click your Community of Christ and it takes you into an area that talks about the different avenues for you to support online ministries, as well as ministry with Latter-day Seekers, opportunities to serve. And then for Latter-day Seekers, it takes you down a different path. So you can really get to know a lot about it and how to get online on Monday when we launch. There's also bios there on all the teams, so you can get to know all the team better. Well, Brittany, we should probably share that our first 9 gatherings will be focused on the enduring principles, a different enduring principle each month. And like I said, the first one is worth of all persons. We've got a great guest ministry lineup and lots of diverse folks will be sharing with us.
Exactly. And on Project Zion, we are going to keep everybody updated on how this is going. We're thinking maybe January we'll record another episode to kind of let everybody know what's been happening with Forward with Community. Okay, so again, if you want to find us, our website is forwardwithcommunity.org. And like Robin said, on there, there are different modules of what our meeting will look like. There's bios, there's the link to join the worship, etc. And as well as our links to our Facebook page, our Twitter, and our Instagram, and the Latter-day Seeker links. And along with that, one other thing that I wanted to mention is that between our gatherings, we're going to have opportunity to continue the conversation in a secret Facebook group. And so we're pretty sure that you're going to have to friend request either Nancy Ross or myself in order to be part of that Facebook group. We've been toying around with different ways to create it, but we want to make sure that people are able to maintain their privacy. So in like a closed Facebook group, it shows up on your profile that you're in this group. And so we really want to maintain confidentiality with our participants. But that will be a great way to continue the conversations. We've talked about inviting the guest ministers that are participating in that week's gathering to be part of that space for a little while so we can continue to ask questions, continue the conversation. So it should be a really great way to build community. And like Robin has said, hopefully it grows into more face-to-face interactions and we can meet up at different events like Mission Center Conference or World Conference, etc. But I really think that this ministry has no limits to where it can go. So I'm excited and I hope you all join us. So thanks, Robin. Is there any last minute things that you want to share about this?
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity to share about this ministry and also just mention that one of the wonderful things about Forward with Community is no matter where you are on your faith journey, you can be right where you are and it's a great way to connect and you will be supported and encouraged on your path wherever that takes you.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use, and while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.